And I think it's also probably important to note that Rumi had a great turning point in with a friendship with the Shams, who is known as Shams, right? A teacher,
yes,
a Sufi master. Will you tell that story? So that there was this human relationship, which I don't know, from what I read, doesn't seem to have been a sexual relationship, but a very intimate, mm-hmm. personal mm-hmm. friendship. And that yeah. was a context for a lot of his initial passionate writing.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, Shams was in his 60s when he came. He's a basket weaver, and I think it would be right to use the word strange in some ways. He didn't really fit with many patterns of his day. Very outspoken.
Right. Eccentric.
Eccentric, uh-huh. that would be the word, uh-huh. exactly. And there's no question that he stirs up something in Rumi. Now, I don't believe, as I'm sure you saw in my writing, mm-hmm. that everything was created at the moment they faced each other. Rumi had been step by step getting to where he was, and kind of the encounter brought that to this culmination where, you know, it resulted. You know, we would tend to put that now in our contemporary terms, in terms of, you know, was there a sexual attraction
right.
there? And I think that everything available from the context of their time and their relationship would defy that. But to me, that's really not a relevant question. That's not something I think about. What I think about is what resulted out of this encounter mm-hmm. in Rumi's life and what lasted for till the end of his life. And certainly Shams played an important part in it, which was, okay, you know all these things. You are a great teacher. You know all this in theory. What about your life? You know, live it. Mm. Go one step beyond the textual and the scholastic. Live it. And I think he heard that message. And what is also interesting, and maybe people don't very often talk about, is that Shams really was around for about barely over 2 years. And after he disappeared, and Rumi went through great agony and missing his presence, he acquired a kind of calmness that included Shams and Shams's presence, and, you know, overcame that restlessness and had it all in him. So in a way, he went through the turbulence of looking at his life and then the pain of separation and then taking another look at everything and starting to be who he was for the rest of his life, which is the author of the Masnavi and the majority of the Ghazal poems that we have in hand today.